Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Go ahead and pour that second cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee here in hour two of Rosie on the House. We're having a little bit of extra fun today. We're celebrating. This is our 25th year silver anniversary broadcast special edition. We're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We've become Arizona homeowners' Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. We've got operators standing by to take your calls this morning. 1-888-767-4348. We'll get your name, where you're calling from in Arizona, and your question. The show started in Phoenix, Arizona, on a very small station back in 1988. Drop in here and let's listen to what the show sounded like opening in its first or second show.
All right. Good morning, Phoenix. All you happy homeowners and homeowners-to-be and remodelers and all you poor recipients of the honey-do list. Saturday morning here, drinking your coffee, listening to the program, getting started, getting ready, getting psyched up for your project for the weekend. Get those honey-do lists out, and let's take a look at them, and y'all give me a call. Maybe one of those projects you're not too familiar with, I can help you put together a shopping list of all the things you're going to need.
Oh, my goodness.
That was horrible.
I love it.
You know, the only excuse I can find that we were ever invited back the second week is the programming director for that station must have slept in that morning.
Oh, yeah, been a long way.
You find that with stations sometimes. They forget about weekend programming.
Thank goodness for us. That's for sure. Well, the show has always kept a common theme that we were showing up every Saturday morning to try and help Arizona homeowners with whatever problem, dilemma, project, or question they had about their house, home, castle, or cabin. So the mission hasn't changed, but hopefully the message sounds a little bit smoother and cleaner and crisper. Has a lot to do with, you know, learning how to run. When you're a remodeling contractor, you run your time frame on the schedule of weeks. Yeah, we'll be done in a couple of weeks. We'll be done in a couple of weeks. And then you have to become a radio broadcaster, and your time frame has to shrink down to seconds. Yeah, you have to be out at 8:56:20.
And you have a support team now. You had no support team then. It was you by your lonesome.
That was a little bitty studio, for sure. It really was.
It used to make me
humble
sweat
beginnings.
Listening to you. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I had the idea for this show, and I actually had a couple friends that were doing a similar show in Atlanta, Georgia. And in fact, they're still doing their show. It's called the Rob and Bob Show. And I was in Atlanta for a National Home Show convention, and they just dared me. They said, Rosie, you could do a show. You've got enough experience in all the trades, hands-on experience. You could do this show. So they dared me. So I got back to Phoenix, and I got an appointment with the programming director at KTAR. His name was Bob Christopher at the time. This is about 1986 or 87.
And, relation to Kevin at all?
No, not at all. Okay. No. All right. And he said, you know, we like the idea. As a matter of fact, they used to have a home improvement show back in the 70s from the guy that owned Ray Lumber, which was a huge lumber yard here in Maricopa County. He actually had a couple locations. And then he decided to retire, and they went years without a show. And then he said, but Rosie, quite frankly, you don't have any radio experience, so we can't put you on air. He gave me the name of a couple small stations that were down the street. He said, go see if one of these will put you on, and we'll decide if we like what we hear. And when we think you have enough experience, we'll give you a call and see if you're interested in moving. So I was very fortunate to find the Cohen brothers that owned KFNN 1510, which again is still on here
was
in Phoenix.
Was it 1510 then?
Yeah, it was 1510 then. We remember the station in downtown Mesa. I'd always take the kids down
dirty
there.
Dirty Drummer.
Yeah, we'd have Dirty Drummer hamburgers on the way home. But it was a little bitty studio, and in fact, Dan Beach was our program engineer, the traffic pilot
helicopter
here at KTAR.
Guy.
Yeah, and he'd write down on a notepad, Jane on line two wants to know about, you know, sewer smells, and then he'd give that sticky note to the kids, and the kids would run from the broadcast room into the from the engineer's room into the broadcast room, and that's how we were doing it. No computers,
sticky notes.
Oh man. So KTAR dropped in on us and listened to the show for a couple weeks, and we were actually on that smaller station for almost 2 years, gaining a little broadcast experience. And Lisa Millay called, and she says, well, we've been listening to you. She was the programming director for Weekends. They invited me over to KTAR. I moved to KTAR about October of 1990. Had a my first broadcast here with Michael Dixon. Again, I think probably...
Wow. Does he still do his travel shows on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Probably, I believe, one of the crispest, brightest minds of any radio talk show host I've ever known. He's a bright, bright guy. Did a show co-hosted with Jamie McFerrin and also Charles Goyette. Remember Goyette?
You know, I don't remember Charles.
He's an author now. He's got a book out called Red and Blue and Broke All Over.
That's a good title.
Let's just say he's a political journalist.
And it's not correct that I don't remember. I can't physically picture what he looks like. But I do know him, the name. And, I mean, his son and I were the same year at high school together.
Yeah.
And often talked about KTAR and what was going on the radio. But yeah. I cannot physically picture Mr. Goyette
He, too, was a very brilliant mind. And then accidentally, I was doing the show. They finally let me start doing the show on my own. And we were followed by Mark Salem that did the car care and repair show. And one day, there was a sports broadcast where Mark and I got our signals. One of us were not supposed to show up because we were preempted.
Back then,
we both showed up.
Sports was on the weekends. That's they didn't have the split signals. AM sports and FM talk.
Both showed up by accident. This has to be about 1993 or 94. And I said, look, I'll just go home. He says, no, I'll go home. I said, no, I'll go home. We fought about who would go home, and we decided, why don't we both just stay and do the show together?
You're already here.
We did. So that launched a couple years where Mark Salem and I did the show together. That was an awful lot of fun. We called it the Motor Mouth and Hammerhead Show. Especially remember one of our special broadcasts is the day he brought his mom in and I brought baby Kay in, and we did a Mother's Day broadcast with our moms. That was a pretty special broadcast. A lot of special broadcasts occurred, and we're going to be talking about a lot of them. Just know this, that we've been here for 25 years. We're going to be here for another 25 years with the sole purpose of helping you answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've grown from being a radio show. I can remember walking out the door to my very first broadcast. Jennifer taps me on the shoulder, and she says, now, Rosie, Maricopa County is filled with engineers. We've got Garrett Air Research here. We've got Honeywell here. You know, there's a lot of engineers that are going to be listening. And they're going to be gunning for you. They're going to be trying to prove that you're wrong. They're going to try and prove you don't know what you're talking about. So don't try and be an expert in every category. Just try and be every listener's favorite nephew. And that's been a model of the show since the very first time we've turned a microphone on, is just to become your best friend. If we don't know how to answer the question you've got for us, we've built and remodeled in virtually every single corner of this great state, and we know people in those communities that can guide you and help you. That was the birth of the Rosie on the House Referral Network, which we are very pleased to announce it is very nearly statewide. It has for 5 years in a row been voted the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state. Thank you all for that. Don't forget to vote. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. And if you're familiar with the network and you've used it, you know how good it is, let everybody know by casting your vote. You know, and we continue to grow. We just this last year launched Casa Grande. We launched Phoenix almost 20 years ago. We launched Tucson about 9-10 years ago.
Almost 10.
And then everybody in Casa Grande, Eloy, and Florence would call us and say, hey, your contractors won't come down from Phoenix or up from Tucson. So we launched what we call the Casa Grande Connection with Action Termite Control, All About Water, Eco Water Treatment Systems, Brutinel Electric and Plumbing, Cooper Painting, CYC Landscaping, Desert Sun Heating and Cooling, Lions Roofing, Pittsburgh PPG Paints, and Techno Home Security. Any of you that live in those areas that have great contractors, I know a lot of contractors listen to this show. If you think you're good enough to make it through our screening process, contact us. We'd like to expand our referral network for the protection of the Arizona homeowner. We need to expand some more in Tucson. We need to expand some more in Casa Grande. We need to expand some more in Sedona and Prescott and Flagstaff as well. If you're listening and you know about a great contractor, go ahead and get in touch with us at rosieonthehouse.com. Vote for us at rosieonthehouse.com, and we're going to do everything we can to continue being number one in your hearts, your minds, and your homes for another 25 years. I told Steve we'd get to him. He called in very early. I promised we'd answer his question. It's why we're here. I begged his patience because I told him we'd be covering some little bit of silliness and on the anniversary, and let's bring him into the conversation. Good morning, Steve.
How you doing?
Hey, super fantastic.
What I've got is a pool that my wife and children want to turn into a shallow pool, because right now it's a diving pool. We haven't used it for a number of years. The kids grew up and they're not into it, and my wife kind of wants to be able to go out there and exercise in it without sinking down to the bottom all the time.
Sure.
And one of the suggestions, I said, well, why don't we just fill it in and just put an above-ground pool? Or anyway, we're just wondering how hard would it be to convert it from what it is now to something we can use.
You won't know that till you actually get a pool remodeling contractor out to site. Like at my house, we have kind of a kidney-shaped pool that I'd like to make into a play pool like you're talking about, and a lap pool. Well, I can't do it inside the kidney shape, so I'd actually have to bust out both ends, you know, and stretch the horizontal axis of the pool quite a bit. But if you want to visit with someone about what that's going to take in your particular neighborhood, again, I'm going to send you to the Rosie on the House Referral Network. You okay. have Post Areno Pool Service or Desert Sun Pools. Either one of those two are experts in converting any pool you've got to a lap pool. It's exactly what I've talked to both of them about at my house. We appreciate the call, Steve. And on the topic of filling a pool in, know this, that's kind of it's more critical than people think how that gets done. Actually, the County Board of Health you have to have a permit from them. You have to bust holes in the bottom of your existing shell concrete so that the water that as it rains, as the future homeowner landscapes the yard, it doesn't puddle and pool right there underneath the soil and create what ends up being a big sinkhole. So with all that said, again, happy anniversary to Rosie on the House. We'll be back after a short break. We have open lines at 1-888-767-4348.